Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here at TD Place Arena in Ottawa, heartbreak for the Kitchener Rangers here this afternoon. They played well again, but they could not come away with a much-needed, and I emphasize the much-needed, victory. It's almost as though the Rangers snatched defeat from the very jaws of victory. Let's take a look at your scoring summary from this game. Adrian Misiljevic had the lone goal of the first period. And it was a 1-0 game for the Kitchener Rangers. Misiljevic's 23rd coming on a breakaway at 3:57. In the second, Ottawa would tie it with just a minute 4 remaining. Jack Devers, 7th of the season from Samuel Maye and Brad Gardner. It was 1-1 after 2. Misiljevic's goal was unassisted. In the third, Carson Rakoff would score his 40th of the season and 3rd of the weekend from Edward Chalet and Trent Swick. At 10:43, the Rangers would regain the one-goal lead at 2-1. Cue the comeback for Ottawa. Captain Luca Pinelli with his 35th of the season from Frankie Morelli and Matthew Mayich at 14:52. And then with a minute 29 remaining, Cooper Foster gets around the Rangers' defense, throws a puck in front. Bradley Horner was net driving. It goes off his foot and into the net. Horner's third, Morelli the secondary assist. And that's all this one wrote. So the final, the Ottawa 67s 3, the Kitchener Rangers 2. Ottawa goes 0 for 5 on the Channers power play. The Rangers go 0 for 3. And a crowd of just over 5,000 is here to take this one in. The 67s outshoot the Rangers on the afternoon, 35-25. Post-game coverage continues. We'll hear from a very heated Rangers head coach, Jussi Ahokas, furious as he left the ice, yelling at the officials in this one. We'll hear from him as we continue post-game coverage from TD Place Arena in Ottawa. It's brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here in Ottawa, where the 67s edge the Kitchener Rangers by a final score of 3-2. One game underway on our Leibold Electric out-of-town scoreboard. It's Flint, a 2-1 lead on Brantford. Let's go downstairs to Paul Fixter.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with head coach Jussi Ahokas. And coach, tough loss. Just your thoughts on the game.
Well, I thought it was a tight game. Both teams have played good hockey. We power play looked good today. We didn't get that many of them, but what we got, it looked good. Too bad. Two times we got beat wide, two rush goals in the end, and it's too bad. In the end, we win the faceoff clean. There's nothing wrong with it, and then the linesmen start guessing, and that's too bad. But we still have to have. We had a 2-1 lead, and that's where we have to be more precise, play those situations even better, that we'll get wins from them. But we had the chance to win tonight for sure.
And is that's the positive you take out of it, coach, of the fact that, hey, you had a chance to win, your goaltender played a heck of a game, and, you know,
I think we worked hard. Both goalies actually played really well. We got plenty of chances, but still not enough. We have to pick up our game still, be a little bit better.
I think it was a terrible call at the end on Sapp, but I want to ask you about the goal. I thought it was kicked in off their player. Did they give you any explanation?
No, I guess they reviewed it, though. They watched it, but yeah, it's too bad. But two goals, small angle shots, second goal, really small angle, and then also, but there, we just have to be defend tighter, and that they don't have that chance to shoot.
Thanks as always. Appreciate your time, Coach.
Thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you, Paul. UC Ahokas with his post-game thoughts following a 3-2 loss here in Ottawa. The Rangers 8th in their past 9 games. Post-game coverage for USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here in Ottawa where the Rangers fall 3-2, Paul Fixter is ringside.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with Trent Swick, and well, it's been a tough weekend, and you want to take the positives out of it, and I think one of the positives is the play of this young man. Trent, you had a good weekend, but team takes 2 losses. How's the morale of the club?
It's tough. It's tough being coming to the rink every day and being positive, trying to find everything to in our game that we've done well. I thought we played hard today. I thought the bounces this weekend just didn't go our way, but to get those bounces to go our way, we just got to work even harder, and yeah.
I want to go back to yesterday's game, and I want to talk to you post-game, but with Rakoff getting 2 goals, we elected to go with him, but I really like what you did, sticking up for your teammates, and I can tell this is a team that is tight. When you stick up for somebody like Philip Machar, and end up taking, you know, 2, 5, and 10, but you did that with a purpose, and it just goes to show how close this club is.
Yeah, for sure. I love every single one of them equally, and yeah, I'd do it for any other player. It's not just a top player. I'd do it for anyone.
Pretty obvious question, Trent, but I have to ask: what's it going to take to get this club feeling better about themselves and getting wins? Quite honestly,
I just think we need to play with more confidence. We're playing down. We're playing like a losing team right now, and we just need to work like we are in practice. We're working hard in practice, and we just need to stick together through these tough times.
Appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Paul. Trent Swick with some post-game thoughts here in the nation's capital as the Rangers fall for the 8th time in their past 9 games. 3-2 the final as the 67s get one late, a minute 29 remaining, and it's the winner in the 3-2 triumph for the home side. We'll take a break, come back with your 3 stars and more post-game coverage brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here in Ottawa, where the Ottawa 67s edge the Kitchener Rangers. Final score in this one, 3-2. The 67s getting the winner with just 1:29 remaining in the game. Let's take a look at your 3 stars from this game. Your 3 stars, a presentation of the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at bbb.org. Third star of this game, by my estimation, because I didn't get them in the arena and I haven't seen them online yet, but Jackson Parsons gets a nod for me for sure for the Kitchener Rangers. He makes 32 saves on 35 shots against, and he is my third star of this game. Frankie Morelli picked up a pair of assists on the game-tying and game-winning goals for Ottawa, and he is the guy I will give star number 2 to today, and then the guy that scored the winner, why not? Drive the net, get a goal. Bradley Horner is my first star of this game here today with the winning goal, a minute 29 to play. So your 3 stars for the Better Business Bureau go Horner, Morelli, and Parsons. Find a better business at bbb.org. We're back to wrap from TD Place Arena right after this. You're listening to Kitchener Rangers Hockey and post-game coverage for USave Flooring on City News 570.
Once the East Avenue Blues step off the ice, it's time to break down the game. This is City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And some final thoughts from here at TD Place Arena in Ottawa. Quickly, the 3 stars just got posted. What they picked in-house, Matthew Mayich, the 3rd star from Ottawa, the defenseman, Carson Rakoff of the Rangers, the 2nd star, Luca Pennelli, the first. I really think Jackson Parsons deserves a star for the Rangers. If you're picking the best Ranger, it would be Parsons, in my opinion, but that's neither here nor there. Just to let you know what the official score sheet says here, Pennelly first, Rakoff second, Mayich third. Paul Fixter, I was just chatting as you were making your way back up from ice level with Kenny Walls, the radio voice of the Ottawa 67s here. He said, you guys played well. I hope you get it rolling again. I said, thanks, Kenny. Kenny's a great guy. But I said, we're past the point of moral victories. This Kitchener Rangers hockey club needs 2 points or a W on the ice in the worst way.
Yeah, it's just strange, Mike, how they've let leads late in the game slip away here in the last couple of games. And that's just little details, I guess, that aren't being carried through. You know, on the one, Andonovsky getting beat. That, how many times have we said that this year? Never?
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, and it's just that's what they're going through right now, but it has to end. Like, they have to start feeling good about themselves again, and it, all it's going to take is a few wins in a row. Well, we're right back at it on Tuesday, so.
I was just going to look that up, yeah. So you're ahead of me on that one.
Yeah, we're right back at it on Tuesday against Guelph, and no better team to start it against than, you know, your crosstown rival or your cross Highway 7 rival. I feel horrible for this group because you can see they care. You can see their passion. It's just, it's not going their way. And I've been through that as a coach, as a player way back, and it sucks. Like, I think Trent Swick said that. Like, it just really sucks. And it, what it does is it eats at your confidence in your belief in yourself. It truly does. Even though your mind may be trying to say, no, it isn't, it truly does.
The Guelph Storm, the only team the Rangers have beat during this dreadful stretch over the past 9 games. 8 losses, 1 victory over the Guelph Storm, who will be in Kitchener for a 7 o'clock puck drop on Tuesday night. Paul and I will be there, and I know you will be too. Pre-game coverage will get underway at 6:35. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, and our producer back at the boardwalk in Kitchener, Jordan Malcolm, my name is Mike Farwell. I bid you a very good late Saturday afternoon from TD Place Arena in Ottawa.
This has been another edition of City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Your home for the Kitchener Rangers. City News 570.